can you, as a supervisor, be seen as a hero by your team? I'm Greg Schenkel, President of Unique Training and Development and Frontline Leadership Systems, and in today's episode, let's talk about you being seen as a hero by your team. It might seem strange for me to refer to you as a hero to your team, but in a way, it's the same way that a child looks up to their parent as a hero because that parent makes things happen and gets things for them and gives them a place to live and food on their plate and takes them to far-off lands. Well, you as a supervisor play that kind of role with your team when you really think about it. Because for your team, they're mostly, not necessarily trapped, but they have to stay in the production area doing their jobs. And meanwhile, you get to run interference for them and do some things to try to make their life a little bit easier. So I want to talk about how you can be seen as a hero to your team. And what we're really talking about here is that you're a hero because you make their jobs easier for them to perform and hit their targets. And you also help solve some of the problems and remove those frustrations. So here's tip number one, list the frustrations. If you're going to be a hero, it helps to know what problems are you trying to solve. So be sure to take an inventory, or if your team shares things as ideas for improvement, that you list them out so that you have a bit of a to-do list. Because it's not just about being a hero once. You want to be seen over time as systematically making the job easier, removing the frustrations and hassles to doing the job. Tip number two is to go to bat for your team. Now, your team needs you to represent them with management because they often don't get to interact directly with management, and some of the problems and challenges they have or some of the ideas they have really need to be endorsed and supported by management. You are their ambassador. You go and represent them with management. So if you never bring your team's issues and needs, the needs for tools or materials or other information, they can't go and ask for it themselves. So you can be their hero by getting them what they need and advocating for them with the management team and with other departments. And tip number three is promote the progress. You know, it's one thing to be a hero, but if you never kind of remind people that you've been systematically helping make the job a little bit easier and removing frustrations, they might not remember you. And so without being too self-promotional, I just want you to be sure to let your team know and remind them of some of the achievements and accomplishments. You can even give them credit for it, but that way they'll see that over time, you as the leader are making the job easier and again, removing those frustrations and hassles. So it isn't that difficult for you to be seen as a hero because your team needs you to go get them things and to help solve problems. Now, once you've figured out how to be a hero, you might decide, hey, it takes more than just doing that. And so you're going to want to develop your skills in our frontline leadership training program. Now, you can do that by having us on site in person to deliver training, or what's more common these days is to use our virtual training studio where we deliver on the power of the internet so that you don't have to leave and you can save all the travel and entertainment budget of having live training. So no matter how we can help you, I just want you to reach out, start a conversation on our website at uniquedevelopment.com, or connect on one of the many social media platforms that we participate in. No matter what, I look forward to helping you on your leadership journey.